Welcome to another live edition of the Saints Playoff Report. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer here at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center. Defensive end Cameron Jordan was named first team All-Pro today. JD, that's the first time the Saints have had an All-Pro since 2013.
Yeah, and that All-Pro that season happened to be tight end Jimmy Graham. This is the first time they've had a defensive lineman as an All-Pro since Leroy Glover in the season of 2000. So great accolades for Cam. He looked forward to being honored thusly this season. He's really put some great numbers, a career-high 13 sacks. He's got 11 passes defense, so he's been batting down a lot of balls at the line of scrimmage. He also has an interception that he had for a touchdown, the first touchdown of his NFL career. So really a banner season for him and real well-deserved by him.
JD caught up with Cam in the locker room to talk about the honor.
You know, it's great for, you know, to be elected to this. It's great to say, you know, I'm an All-Pro, I'm a Pro Bowler, etc. And I'll worry about that when, you know, I'm older and retired and I can look back at these accolades. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's not going to help me play Cam Newton and, you know, his offense in any various ways that they can have an impact on our game. So, I've got to be at the top of our game going into Sunday, and that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Rookie Alvin Kamara earned second-team All-Pro honors at the flex position.
Yeah, Alvin's been a godsend for this team offensively this year. He's been extremely versatile as a rusher and a receiver. He scored a franchise record, rookie record, 14 touchdowns this year, and he's been quite the find, a third-round pick who has first-round value, and it's difficult to find that. Now, we've also seen the last couple of regular season games where Alvin's value has transitioned some to the kick return game. He had a 106-yard return against Tampa Bay. That's a franchise record for length of any touchdown, any play, as a matter of fact, for the Saints. So he's been showing that he can have an impact in the kick return game, and certainly the Saints believe that he's going to have to do that again on Sunday against Carolina.
Look, I think part of the thing is having that balance. You know, the same thing exists with a handful of guys. You know, how many snaps has Mike Thomas taken? If you're not careful, he will go out on that zebra system, and we'll come in and look at, you know, he traveled 8.5 miles today, and every other receiver traveled 5.9. You know, so their workload we measure and we look closely at, and it would apply with him. Just, you know, I think that balance of Mark and he works. And sometimes we've had a few games of late where our snap totals were down, and then it's not as big of an issue, but you're playing one of those 70 snap games that you got to be careful.
Sean, what stood out most?
His intelligence. We had a workout at Tennessee. You know, our group went there and their private workout with about, they had, you know, good group of players, 8 or 9. We had dinner with them the night before, and they're all, I think, great guys to be around. And the next day, you know, we have linebackers meeting with the linebacker. Pete Carmichael's meeting with the quarterbacks. And we're meeting with this group of players, just the Saints. And he was watching film with the quarterback, Dobbs. And now the quarterback is a rocket science graduate. And we say sometimes it's not rocket science. For him it is. And so he's real smart. And Alvin, quickly in that film room, you could tell, was on top of, you know, all the elements to the game. And then out on the field, as we went through a few different routes and defensive looks, I mean, he picked it up very quickly. I'd say it's aside from his physical ability, it's a gift.
JD, this weekend, the Saints offensive line has their hands full with the Panthers defensive line.
Yeah, we're talking about a line that really gets after the quarterback. They're led by an ageless wonder in Julius Peppers, defensive end. He's got 11 sacks this season. He's nearing his 40th birthday. He's only a situational pass rusher right now, but he really gets after the quarterback. And that's something that obviously Carolina and any team want to do. They want to affect the quarterback, get him off rhythm, get him throwing a little bit earlier than he wants to, get him erratic, and hopefully affect the game that way. And Julius Peppers in that Carolina line certainly have the ability to do that.
Rookie Ryan Ramczyk and Teron Armstead understands the task ahead of them.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident, you know, on what they're going to try to do and, you know, the style of rushers I'm going to be facing. So, you know, continue to look at the film and keep studying. But I think kind of got a good read on what they're going to do.
You know, physical group, pretty stout up front. Some big guys, got some guys to get after the passer. A linebacker core that's near the top of the league, so it's gonna be a tough challenge. It's going to be an aggressive front, but we'll be ready.
JD, this week the Saints have been pretty clear of injuries, but what are the updates from today?
Yeah, the Saints going into the playoffs about as healthy as they could hope to be. Two guys look questionable. That's Teron Armstead at left tackle and defensive end Trey Hendrickson. Neither one of those guys played last week. By this time, they were declared out. But both being questionable leads me to believe they're going to play. The Saints are as healthy as they've probably been in the last several weeks, so things look good from the injury standpoint for the Saints. But also continue to look at NewOrleansSaints.com for any injury updates as we progress throughout the weekend.
JD will be live on Sunday with Sean Kelly and Mike Haas, live from the field at Mercedes-Benz Superdome at 1:30, so make sure you guys tune in. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer. Thanks for watching the Saints Playoff Report.